Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Stennett Ballou of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballou and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord has blessed us with to come together again by means of radio and study God's precious Word. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll get your Bible and turn it to the book of Romans chapter number 3 and follow along with us in the study of the Word of God today. As we begin this second segment of the book of Romans, we're looking at the nature of salvation explained. And in the first verses of this segment, Romans chapter number 3, verses 21 down through verse number 31, and we're looking at the closing verses of this chapter at the plan of salvation, God's salvation plan as it is presented to us. In this plan of salvation, we learn there are six important words that we must understand if we're going to understand our salvation. And I'm taking the time to explain these words now individually, and then we will not have to deal with them in much detail when we come to them in our study of the verses. As a matter of fact, in this portion, we're dealing more with these words than we are the complete text of the Scriptures. So, notice, if you will, please, these words. First of all, we looked at the word righteousness, found in verse number 21, and it appears 14 times in this segment of our study. Righteousness is the character or quality of being right or just. The word means right actions or right living. When we talk about righteousness, we're talking about the perfect righteousness of Christ. And let me make this statement. No one will ever enter into heaven who is not perfectly righteous. For that reason, we must drop our own efforts to obtain our own righteousness, and we must receive the imputed righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we looked at the word faith. And the word faith comes from the Greek word which speaks of a conviction or belief respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, generally with the included idea of trust and a holy fervor born of faith and joined with it. And I said to you, the word faith and the word believe are used interchangeably many times in the Scripture. And as we use the word believe in our conversational language today, it simply means I hear you and I accept or I give mental assent to what you are saying. But in the Bible, the word faith carries with it these three thoughts. Number one, there must be perception. That is, you must hear the message of the gospel. What is a gospel? Christ died for our sins, according to the Scripture, and that He was buried, and that He rose again, according to the Scripture. You must hear that in order to be saved. Then number two, saving faith carries with it not only a perception, but also it carries with it a persuasion. There is the urging of the Holy Spirit that persuades a person that they need to be saved, and they must be saved, and they need to be saved now. And that the only way they can be saved is through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And then number three, not only there is the perception, you must hear the message, there's a persuasion. You're persuaded by the power of the Holy Spirit the message is true. But thirdly, there is a placement. You must place your trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. You must make a personal judicial commitment of trust to the gospel. And then the third word we looked at, is the word justified. And I said to you, justification is the legal and formal acquittal from guilt, whereby God the judge pronounces the sinner who believes on the Lord Jesus Christ as righteous. The word justification is a judicial term, and it is connected to the word righteousness. God declares us just through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, or God declares us righteous when we place our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The fourth word that we're looking at is the word grace. The word grace appears 9 times in this section of our study. We have it here in verse number 24, where the Bible said, being justified freely by his grace. Now, there are many definitions that can be given of the word grace. A simple definition is, in salvation, it means everything for nothing. To do an acrostic of the word grace, it means God's riches at Christ's expense. The word grace comes from the Greek word charis, which also we get our word charity. It means a goodwill, loving kindness, or favor. It also speaks of the merciful kindness by which God, exerting his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps them, strengthens them, and increases them in Christian faith, knowledge, affection, and causes them to the exercise of Christian virtues. There's the definition of grace. Let me read it again. Grace speaks of the merciful kindness by which God, exerting his holy influence upon souls, turns them to Christ, keeps them, strengthens them, and increases them in the Christian faith, knowledge, affections, and causes them to the exercise of Christian virtue. So there we see the fourth word, the word grace. But then the fifth word we want to look at, we looked at righteousness, we looked at faith, we looked at justified, and then we looked at grace, and then the fifth word we look at is the word redemption. The Bible said in verse number 24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now, the word redemption simply means to purchase by paying the price. And in the Bible terminology, it carries with it the connotation with one's release in view. And so redemption in the Bible means to purchase by paying the price in view of one's release. In the usage of the word, we do not use it as much now as it was used in Bible days. But in usage of the word, there were 3 ways that the word redeem was used. And it can be illustrated very well by looking at the slave market. In slave trading, a slave was purchased for 1 of 3 purposes. Number 1, he could be purchased with the intent to be used in labor. In other words, he could work for his master. Number 2, he could be purchased with the intent of selling or trading. And number 3, he could be purchased with the intent of setting the slave free. And that is the one that is used in the Bible concerning our redemption. God did not just redeem us for the labor he could get out of us, and he did not redeem us to sell us again or trade us, but he redeemed us with the intent of setting us free from the bondage of sin and from the yoke of Satan. Thank God I have been bought and paid for in full by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the Bible said in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Again, the Bible said in John 8:36, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I'm so glad that when I was a prisoner in bondage of sin, that the Lord Jesus Christ purchased me and set me free. He did not purchase me and set me free to live in sin, but he purchased me and set me free from the bondage of sin so I could love and serve the Lord Jesus Christ. So there's the word righteous, there's the word believe, there's the word justified, there's the word grace, there's the word redeemed, and now then finally, there's the word in verse number 25, propitiation. The word propitiation simply means to appease, and it carries with it the thought of reconciliation. And let me emphasize this. It never carries with it the thought of appeasing man and reconciling God back to man. But rather, it always carries with it the thought of appeasing God and reconciling man back to God. Notice what the Bible said in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verses 18 through verse number 20. The Bible said, all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. What is our job? Our job is to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. The Bible said, now then we're ambassadors for Christ. What is our job? As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Again, I emphasize, it is not appeasing man and reconciling God to man, but it's appeasing God and reconciling man back to God. Thank God we have peace with God through the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible said in 1 John chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, my little children, these things write unto you that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and he is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. So as we begin our journey looking at the nature of salvation explained, it is important we understand these words. The word righteousness, the word faith, the word justified, the word grace, the word redemption, and the word propitiation. The Lord willing, on the broadcast tomorrow now, we'll come to our text and look at these verses. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white. It's harvest time.
Well, I trust you enjoyed the broadcast today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Let me remind you, we're approaching camp meeting time again. Our camp meeting always begins on the fourth Sunday in June. This year, that's June the 26th, and we're looking for a great time in the Lord. I hope you'll mark this on your calendar and make your plans to come and be with us here at the Faith Baptist Camp in Resaca, Georgia. We're located about 45 miles south of Chattanooga and about 65 miles north of Atlanta, just off Interstate 75. Brother Sammy Allen is our moderator, and he, along with the Concord Baptist Church, gives you a special invitation to join us for a great week of camp meeting. Then remember, I need to hear from you. Take the time out as we leave the air today and write to us and share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promised Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure and join us again each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time.
Oh, do not wait. It's growing.